Shin Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph. What to learn in the Chaver Malali Kvizet? Vilhul Menyuchad Amida. So Chazal, together with the Isra that they made of business, they also made an Isra of measuring, because that was done in the process of buying, etc. So first it comes to the... I can't measure on Shabbos. But I can come to you with a keli, say, fill it up. Even if the keli filu miyuchad lemida, this keli is actually a measuring type of keli. Since I didn't say I want X amount of measure, you know, cups, pints, ounces, so since I didn't say the exact amount, I just said fill it up. That's what do we do the mishabur on it? I don't think we do the mishabur on it.
Maybe just the shulchan aruch.
We did the shulchan aruch. We didn't do the mishabur. So let's do the shulchan aruch again. Vani milu kishen noitzul halakeach mida shal meicher malicha lebeisa. That's true when the purchaser, I'm going to somebody else to get an item which I'm going to pay him for him after Shabbos. So I'm coming and getting this item so I can tell him fill it up, but I can't then pour it into my own keli, because then it looks like I'm doing a process of buying. But if I take that keli home, that I can do. There's no need to say, it's obvious. He brings his own keli and fill it up, that's also fine. To fill up and to use a measuring keli, and then pour it into his own keli, and then take my own keli home, that's also. There's those who say when it's not the exact amount, if we do a little bit more or a little less than the set amount, so I don't take exactly a pint, I take exactly a little more, a little less, etc. So that we do this, we do measure it in this keli, just we do it a little bit larger, a little bit smaller than the exact amount, and then the person pours, then they pour it off into the lekeach's keli, take it home. We'll say another reason why that is going to be mutter. Okay, dinner of Shabbos, dinner come over by Yamtiv, I like mom is a mission to tough kuf of all of label is a mission sign if you know. Borrowing on Shabbos, there is Chazal were worried about this, that the two lashonos and lashon hakodesh for borrowing, there's kahavo and she'ela. Kahavo usually was a language that was used for a longer term type of loan. She'ela was used for a shorter type of a loan. So the Mishnah says, in the beginning of the 23rd parak in Shabbos, a she'el, which is borrowing, that you can't use a lashon of halveni because you're afraid he might come to write it down. That's something which is longer, you're not going to remember, so you're afraid you're going to come to write it down. So you have to use a language of she'ela. It's interesting that Gemara, because in general, the basic difference between the lashon of she'ela and the lashon of halvoa in the usage in the Gemara is, in English we borrow money and we borrow a car. The difference is, I borrow money, I give back different money. I borrow a car, I give back the same car. If I borrow the car and give back a different car, that would be a little bit strange, right? Whereas the point is to return the same item. So in Lashon HaKodesh, borrowing an item which you're planning to return, that item specifically, it's called she'ela. So I borrow a utensil, I borrow a shovel, I borrow a lawnmower, I borrow a car, I borrow an animal to use. And halvo is anything which is consumed. So it would be money, it would be food, you know, to take borrow 5 eggs from you, and pay you back 5 eggs, that's a halvo. It's very important in halacha because the halachas of ribis only apply to halvo, not to she'ela.
So it couldn't apply to she'ela necessarily,
because the loan of the Torah it's referring to is a loan where the Isra Ribbis is that you're consuming something and you're paying me back.
Yeah. But if so, anything with a she'ela, if you give it a little extra something on it, that would be just be a matana.
Or it would be considered payment for the uses of the item. I mean, since the item, you, the item, that's a problem. Eggs, I mean, a she'ela, not a halva.
And say eggs. I said rent.
What did you say?
Rent.
That'll be rent, right? So that'll be a form of paying rent. I'm paying you for the uses of the item.
And thank
you.
Say eggs. I said rent.
Thank you, Tzvi. The reason why rent is mutter on an item is because we assume that there is a certain amount of wear and tear, etc. There's discussion more if you have something which is has absolutely no wear and tear. It might be also because of ribbis. But that's usually the normal assumption is that there's something over there. Sipkat and olive. So the Mishnah Bura mutter loyim al chaveri. I know after mechel kamemker also be Shabbos be Yom Tov. You can't do business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vechad omerchem apeh, whether the mechira is done by just saying we're going to do business, or by mechira actually giving it, by meshicha. Mechira is the mechira giving it, meshicha is the taking it. Chemedida shenashol mitzvah gam ken also. Measuring in a non-mitzvah situation is usher for the purpose of a mitzvah, and a measure of a cup holds a revius, a mikveh has enough water, all those things that would be mutter. Canal with simon shin vav. Philochi mutter lermer beloshin zeh, you can use this language, shenom armer beloshin mechira mecharli. Number one, he doesn't say sell it to me, he says maleili. Venomaster shemi doesn't say how much, not kli zeh, just this keli, stop. Even though the kli is miyuchad lemid, and perisha rogel limdod ulik im kumayu, we use this keli to sell with, to measure out and sell. Melichal beisoy she'ein zederach mechal kamemker. That's not memker. You don't see if it takes the actual keli home. That doesn't look like mechamem. You would measure it in the marker's keli and you would pour it out. Gamu mechsi kuvdan dechol. It still looks like, you know, you're doing a weekly type of transaction. No. Because sometimes I'll use a measuring cup to drink out of. That's all I have, and that wasn't uncommon to do. I will indeed take it home. That's how you did in the weekdays. So it looks like mechel kamemker. Some say it's mutar. Hanu the al yedei zeh ein iser al amercher limda b'kli miyirish aloy ulishbar l'soich kelev shalakeach. Since you do a little bit more, a little bit less, so it's not exact, that allows you to measure it out in the mercher's keli and then pour it off into the lakeach's keli. Shem emayit em izeh b'shem gezel. The wise in the problem of gezel shidu alibolav shakol regil l'mekach. This is how they did it. Everybody knows that you're either going to be charging action, either the mercher is getting more, the lekeach's getting more money than he deserves, or the lekeach's getting more item than he deserves. But that's the way they did it. Chinogo lehatzel tabas b'mida zeh head to the mercher. So what they would do is they would put they throw down a small item on the bottom of the mida. See, if you measure it out, it's not really a full measure because there's a space taken up. So they throw in a ring. So it's not exact anymore, because the space of the ring, which is on the bottom, is not flour or whatever you're taking from the person, not sugar, it's a ring. But you're charging them a full measure worth for sugar, so that wasn't an exact measure anymore.
Right, and we're saying that was common to do during the chol, or during, or in these situations?
In this situation in Shabbos, right. Okay. Then in B'samuch, the Tama Mekilim, where he'll explain, now, because the truth is that the Hanush Motzah Semach Shlapamim Mutter Lahasgur Avshay Mida Vayin Shomash Ksavla Mizah. So far we have not mentioned any amounts. So I come in with a kli which holds a quart, and say, measure, you know, fill up this keli. No problem. See, so he fills it a little more, a little bit less. Then he pours it out, but I can't mention the court. But we'll find there's actually cases where you would be allowed to mention the amount. Beis. We're going to push the envelope a little bit. Say you're allowed to say malali klisa. Ulamacher nimdar oisai. Avol yomer lo tainli mita plonis. Says Philip, this keli. Well, tomorrow we'll measure the keli. I didn't say the business aspect of it. I just said we'll measure the keli. So now the problem is. There's a locha in Shin Zion. I cannot say on Shabbos, Mr. Bruzin raised this question, that tomorrow I'm going to do X, whatever X is. If X is something which I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos, I can't talk about it on Shabbos either. So I can't say I'm going to drive to Baltimore on Shabbos. I'm going to mention it on Sunday. Because you know I'll drive. I can say I'm going to Baltimore because I can walk. Right? So it's not theoretically a prohibited action. But I can't mention in my language something which I can't do. If I can't measure in Shabbos, I can't say, we'll measure it tomorrow. So how do you understand this? Mishra Brus Sivchas. Tukat Mechas. Mutter. Hainu, Avcha Medida also B'Shabbos, V'yamtiv Mekomokam Mutlaskir. You're allowed to mention it. V'ayin lak El B'Simen Shin Zayin Sivchas. They also learn that we're planning Esel and Bacher. Mashra also Lassa. So yeah, I can't say I'm going to do something tomorrow, which I'm not allowed to do today. V'ulai, Mishra Mishra Tzarek Shabbos Yitiru. Because I need the item, and the person apparently, obviously, the reason why I'm saying this is because the fellow is not comfortable without making some type of arrangement to give it to me, and I need it. So that Chazal were mekel, but in a case where the market would be willing to give it to me without me saying that I'm going to measure tomorrow, I should not mention the tomorrow measuring. Abalo Yarmar can't say Tainly Mita Plonis. I feel ain kind of Mimenu Klal, not buying at all. El Shal Menu, I want to borrow the Kaili. Remember Hashileni Mita Plonis, I want you to lend me this measure. Gam can also Mishum the Medida, the Habakub and the Chob, Kanabasim Shinro. There's an Isra on Medida itself, Chazala Asard. So I can't discuss measuring as part of the process. There was, even without the mechira aspect, the measuring aspect itself is an issue.
So, a question on that: if do you go to your next door neighbor's house and it's like, you know, can I something we commonly refer to as, let's say, a stick of butter? Can you give me a stick of butter? That's something that it's not necessarily a measure because it is what it is.
Right.
Would that lushen fall into the category which is prohibited, or something so simple like that wouldn't necessarily be?
It's not even a problem. We'll see. We'll talk about eggs and stuff like that in a second. Mita plonis, or I could ask for half of the mita, or a quarter of a mita would be the same problem. Kimish Master Shemina, because you mentioned half a quart. Alamutu lermaloi malali klize ad hashanoshes. Shanoshes were the markings inside of the keli, which marked the different points. So I can say, well, let's say I only have a marking for halfway in the keli. Say, you know, fill it up till the shenosis and say how much it was. And say it was a half a quart and say what it was at all. So that'd be mutter. Okay, say I can fill up to the line. Gimel, mutter lermer l'chaveroi tainli beyim egozim b'minyin. I'm allowed to ask and I need three nuts, five nuts, whatever. I can say an amount.
Just going back on the, when you tell us the Hashnosos. So, let's say it's a measuring cup, and I tell you, fill up to the top of the lines on the measuring cup. But, what if I, the person filling it, I know that that's, you know, it's a three-cup measuring, I don't know, whatever, measuring, three cups. I know
this. So, that's fine.
But how's that, but I have to ask, I know that it's, I know I'm doing a mice of making a medida.
Well, that's what you said before. So the eight says you do it a little bit more, a little bit less.
Oh, so you can't do it, man.
You can't do exact. In other words, right now we're dealing with the issue of measure. There's an issue of the language. So he said, in the language, I have Sal Rama, because I did, you know, but then there's a separate issue of Medida. So the solution of Medida was, if it wasn't, that it wasn't Nicker, he filled up the whole Kaili, so it wasn't, if he measured to a specific line, you'd have to be careful, you'd have a problem, you have to measure a little more, a little less.
Right.
One exception, by the way, I just want to point out, in Hilchos Yom Tov, when you're measuring spices, you're allowed to measure exactly when you're cooking.
What's the hedge for? Just because it's sarkhi,
because otherwise you might, the spices are the type of thing, you put too much or too little, and it affects the flavor of the food, so it's all, it goes into the hedge of Erech on that fish.
Okay. So where does the issur of Medida come from?
It goes under Mechokot, it's part of the weekday process of buying and selling, it goes under buying and selling.
Hey, can somebody make bread on Yanta?
Yeah.
So if you're putting in a dough or something, that's something that's like, you're so macbid on the measurements of all those things. So is that something that you can...
If by doing more or less it's going to affect the flavor, you're allowed to.
You know, a little bit too much yeast is like...
No, yeah. I have no idea. I do the eating part. Yud Aleph, Biminyan. Hashem Elohim Asura, Esim, 10 eggs, 20 eggs. Shein Rebbe Labayis, Liyas Meile, Besar Besa, Leida Kamahunai. So the person uses the numbers of amounts of eggs or the amount of nuts, etc., not in conjunction with buying and selling necessarily. Shel Yitzah Elohim Kfiyat Tzarech, he takes, I need 5 eggs for the recipe. So I don't see that this is a business transaction taking place. I see the person saying, you know, I need 5 eggs. That's what I need. I don't need 10 eggs. I don't want to take eggs. I just need 5 eggs. I'm not discussing because we charge X per egg. That's not the, I don't see that taking place. Dalit. Okay, so you can tell the person can go to the shopkeeper and says, I need the 5 eggs, maybe something 4 eggs, I need 5 remernim. As long as you don't say that the amount, I need $5 worth. Well, you can get $5 worth of eggs is whatever amount of eggs. You know, I can't mention the money. Okay. And below schum mida, below schum minyan. I can't make a total. Now schum mida is not so clear. Schum minyan would be because we were not going to have a case of mida over here. Schum minyan would mean lomar. Hare yeshecha biyadi chamisha megayis. Already owe you for 50 nuts. Ten chamisha megayim. Give me another 50. Hare yeshecha biyadi omei, and now I owe you for 100. So I can't make a total. That's already a business part of the transaction. Hagov came b'skum damim. Now comes the Rambam. The Rambam's mekel says like this. So the mechaber said that mentioning money is aser. Comes the Rambam says, I'm going to tell you a heter. Even though he doesn't say in the lashon, which is clear that he's arguing. Sometimes the way you get an item is by saying, I want $5 worth. And that's so I'm not discussing the business aspect of it as much as I'm discussing the amount that I need. So that's fine. If I use that money in that sense. If I use money to say, okay, and I owe you X, I make a schum damim, and therefore I owe you X amount of money, then it's a problem, because that's already the business element of it. So he's creating a cool over here, which he mentioned already in the end of Sif Aleph, when I say beklumi, well, really the next line, b'chem eschum mida, the same when it comes to measure, that the issur is only schum mida. Definitely a gavna osur. Excuse me. Where I come up and I make a total. Okay?
What is skum?
Skum means a sum, S-U-M. Right. So okay. I'm giving an amount.
Thanks.
So according to the Ramah, this is only skum mida, which means dafka b'chei gabba also when I make a total. Avalav hachi ishori. So we said in Sif Aleph, the Ramah mentioned that there's a sheet that says I can take measure, you know, fill up this measure, this kli, a quart, it's not a problem saying a quart. The problem is I say, well, and therefore now I owe you five quarts. Right? We're making a total of how much I owe you of the mitzvah. That'd be a problem. But if I just say, give me a quart's worth, that's a way to designate what I want. That's not business. So Ramah holds that smut. We can't discuss money at all. So how can you tell me I'm allowed to tell you $5 worth? So the Ramah, Hanu b'davar shein mitcha yedua. B'davar she yedua, rak sh'arma le kama tzorech, shori imlein maske lo yischa. If there's a known set price of how this thing costs, so mention the money is a way to tell you the amount that I need. So that's not the business element. If I make a total, that's a problem. Something which the mechach is not you do, where we're going to haggle over the prices. I'm willing to pay $5. Now I'm discussing money. I'm discussing business. So that's us.
Well, Rabbi, the example Rabbi gave of schum was like where you already had 50 knots and now you're getting another 50.
That's a mechaber's example, right?
Right. But what is that something you already had? Like you already had a tab?
I have a tab by the guy, by the market, the Chenvani. I have an account.
So, but the Chenvani can add up. Like, let's say I have, you know, 3 pomegranates, 5 dates, and 2 bottles of milk. He can add all that up and say, okay, it's together going to be $30, and you're going to say...
Well, you can't discuss the price. You can't discuss the price either.
Well, the Chenvani is going to say what the price is. He's going to, you know, like, if I go to Magruder's on Shabbos, and...
No, it's a Jewish Chenvani, so he's not doing business on Shabbos either.
Oh, but his store's open?
No, He has food. I need some. I run out of pomegranates. It's Rosh Hashanah night. I run out of pomegranates. My next door neighbor owns the local makolot.
Is he going to charge you?
Says, he doesn't have to give it to you for free.
I know, but
okay, it's Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. B'yom Kippur, he would give it to me for free. So you know, he's not makhiv liver, but I'm willing to pay for it, and he's willing to give it to me. You just he'd like to get paid for after Yom Tov. I was getting paid for it. So as long as we're not discussing the amounts, we're discussing the cost, so that's we're discussing what's mut and what's us over here. So the Ramah, Vav gav the Yesh Mechmir and Bedavr said, Karposha the Minig, Lubinin the Seil, the Hokul, the Chasor, and his Keres. Even though the Maisa, the Mechmir said that not like the Shulchan Aruch says, that you can't mention money at all. So the Ramah says the Minig is to be Mekel, using money as a way to describe an amount, that's mutter.
So similarly, like let's say there's a Jewish shopkeeper and he's going to say, listen, buddy, I don't think you want to take these pomegranates because they just shot up in price. I don't think you're going to want to take them from me right now. Would that be a mutter aspect on...
I think so.
Okay.
Right. As long as you don't tell him, this is a good... Hey, they're 50. They're running now $5.99 a pound as opposed to $2.99 a pound. This is, you know, you're discussing price already, right? Mm-hmm. But he just says, listen, they went up, you know, you should know that they're more expensive. You might not want them. I think that'd be military. Okay, Sivkat Yud Beis. Lerman Chenvani. Dafa Chenvani Yisrael. So the Mishra Bura, Avol Eino Yehudi also Likach B'meno Beitzim. I can't buy eggs from a non-Jewish storekeeper. Keshem Anoldu Hayar Mumuksu, because maybe they're Muksu. Maybe they just were picked off the tree, so they're muksa. So, I and the guy is not necessarily nemed to say that.
I had no idea. So if even if it's all yidei goy, then it's still even though he did it for himself, it's still muksa for
still muksa, yeah.
But Rabbi, nothing in Magruder's today. I mean, Magruder's has to be owned by Jews, but like, let's say. You know, I don't know, CVS. CVS in town knows that we're all Yidden, keeping Shabbos. Like, there's no fresh eggs. There's no fresh eggs from Neulet in CVS.
So could we theoretically make an agreement with CVS? We're going to come in and take eggs. You just write down who it was. And
theoretically, if you would know, if we wouldn't know for sure that that's the reality, that they're not getting anything, which is, you know, that they can't process it that quickly. You know, I don't know if that's true or not. You know, maybe when Cumberland Farms delivers eggs to CVS in the morning, those eggs were picked at 7 o'clock the night before. I don't know what time they're picked.
This topic is interesting. When can we come back to it later on?
Which point?
The idea of which things are muksa by a non-Jew on Shabbos.
We're going to see it again.
Okay.
We're going to see it in Shin Chafei, actually.
Okay.
So it's not that too far. Not that far away from where we're at. Shem Domim. So this is still in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't mention money. I want to buy pshutim was the name of a type of coin. I want 5 pshutim's worth. Or you'd make a total. You're going to make a tally. Well, you know, you owe me $5 from last week, and then you ask another $5. You owe me $10. That's definitely us. Now, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned you can't mention Schum Mida or Schum Minyan. It's not the result of Mishnah Bura. I never grow because of the Toh Sefer Hu. Shulchan Aruch, Veloi Shem Mida. The loss of the Shulchan Aruch was Shem Domim, Veloi Shem Mida. We said Minyan is Mutter, but Domim is Osir, and even mentioning the money is Osir. Who are then mentioning the measure is Osir, according to the Shulchan Aruch? And that we already saw from the beginning of the Siman, that the Shulchan Aruch's approach was not like the Ramah, that only schum mida is also when you make a total. You owe me, hey, you took 5 quarts last week, and the 5 quarts this week is 10 quarts. You got to. According to the Mechaber, just mentioning the measure is also a problem. So the Lashon of schum mida is wrong. It should be shame mida in the Shulchan Aruch. Hanashem Askel, Tainli, mida plonis. The Koshkin, Skumida, obviously, if Shemid is also, Skumida for sure is also, the Hanush Oisi, Mechesh, Ben Akerlo, Mechama, Mida, Shalokach, Mechama, Mechavar. We're making a total tally from what Yomi from before Yom, and what Yomi we just took now, that's called Skumida, and that would definitely be also. But even Kerlo, Mechama, even Shemid is also. Let's go Minyan. So by Minyan, we said, asking for 5 eggs, that's how you get eggs. So that's not called business. But a Skum, that would be a problem. The Voivin Zeh, who Derek Mechakumemker, Abba Minyan Ba'alma, Kvar Mavur, the Kupikad of the Shari. The Shulchan already mentioned that Minyan itself is Mutter. So, Domim is also, according to Machaber, no matter how you say it. Mid is also, no matter how you say it. Minyan, the only problem is you actually say is Schum Minyan, but Minyan itself is not a problem.
Can we give an example of what a Schum Minyan would be?
So, Minyan was the case, he said, you want 50 knots now, you took 50 knots last week, so it's a total of 100 knots, you owe me for 100 knots. So that's you're making a total.
Wait, where is that?
Again, so
the, are we taking that from the beginning of Dalet?
From Gimel. Mutalam lechaver tenli beim vegazim b'minyan. I can ask for eggs and nuts by a number.
Okay.
Then he says mutalam lechavani tenli abor Dalet. I can ask for 4 eggs, 5 remainder. As long as I don't mention shame domin,
right?
Which is the price. Below shame meat according to the gra, right? I can't discuss a measure, some type of volume. I can mention minyan, but I can't mention schum minyan. Loimer, for example, you have by me a claim for 50 knots. I mean, I took 50 knots and I owe you for 50 knots. So give me another 50 and I owe you 100 knots.
Right, but only if we've only a schum for this current week, just say, okay, here's your 50. You know,
that's mutter
because that's only dealing with the current week, current reality, and then if as long as you don't mention last week, then
you don't make a total, it's mutter, right? Because that's minyan itself is different because that's a normal amount of how you say, I want 5 eggs. I mean, how am I supposed to say it? I want, the amount of chumash chumash tara eggs. I mean, like, what do you want me to say? I want as many eggs as there are in the chumashim. I mean, that's how you ask for eggs. That's not a business element. But a total is a problem. Now, comes along the Ramah, Hagav v'chein b'schum damim in aser, who pulled a makaber. The sirle the stam shem damim is also the mitker. The Shulchan Aruch mentioned you cannot mention money. Who sirle zok to the Ramah? No, the kamoy b'minyan dafka schum minyan aser. Just look by numbers. The only answer is if you make a total. Minyan ba'al mashor the mitker, the mention exact amount that you want right now is okay. So the Ramah says, Chena din, then you domin. By money also the same thing is true. Now the truth is, v'havala the member of Yesharim, the Ramah should have started off with a language indicating that he's arguing. Yesharim, some say, no, that it's mutter. You know, he should have said that. Well, she can't argue about it. Sometimes Ramah doesn't, even though he's arguing, he doesn't introduce it with a language indicating that he's arguing. But truthfully, he's arguing. According to this opinion of the Rambam, there's no isser of mida, there's schum mida. You took 5 quarts 2 weeks ago. You took 5 quarts last week. 5 quarts now. 15 quarts. You're making a total. That's awesome. I was shame mida, but I almost hear that God. The mutter the mitker. Mention that I want quarts. That's okay. The hosh shehizker a mido who rocked the simona ba'alma lodiya loikama hutzarek below sheyim to do dafka. My point over here is telling you what I need. So that's how to tell you what I need is, but this is the language that you use. That's not necessarily discussing the business element of it. the Morse is not like that. The also big gemara lahaskar shemido. There is a gemara which says shemido is also. That so much I don't usually use this type of measure. Listen, if I want to indicate what I need, and I discuss something which is normally measured like this, so I'll just that is the normal way how to say what I need. But if it's not the normal way to measure it, like this. And I'm asking for measure. What am I doing? So means I'm discussing measuring. That's awesome. He also knows that's always us. Even in the case where it's normal to measure it, and that's how you would indicate what you need, still going to be a problem. Because the Rambam says if it's only schum mida is also, if you make a total, avlav hachi is shori. Now, this solves the lekach's problem of mentioning the amount that he needs. So, how do you mention what you need? I'm allowed to mention what I need because that's how else do you talk? I need to indicate what I need, right? So that's okay. Now, why is the merchant allowed to measure it? What allows the merchant to then measure it out? So he's doing measuring. Teretz is before the Abba Sevel, but Yosef, you might not. The answer is do a little bit extra, a little bit less. Like the Matt you were asking before. So the way you solve the measure, the actual measuring problem is by doing a little bit not precise. You can't mention Dummy. I told you that the only osir is schum damim. The damim itself is mutter, because that's how I tell you what I need. We know that that's not true. We know that there is an issur of shame damim. The ha did kaimer lon also the hasker damim klal. Whatever shame lechi you do it. There's no set price. Then a shame the dabra whom kitzvah psikas damim. There's no set known price that everybody uses. If I walk into, listen, I'm willing to pay. I need a posh was again was a coin. Let's say for argument's sake, the coin was a $5 coin. It says, well, $5. I need $5 worth. See if it's a standard amount. that everybody sells the $5 of that, this, you know, X amount per dollar. So I'm telling you, I need $5. They're saying, it's a way of saying that I need 3 pounds of potatoes. Right? That's how you say it. But if there's no set price, what am I saying? I mean, so I'm saying I'm willing to pay $5 for this thing. You know, now. So I'm discussing the business element. I'm willing to pay X. You're willing to charge Y, and then now we're doing business. You can't say who rock lo deal a kam hutzar. Well, this is dumb about a method. You're not trying to make a purchase price. You're discussing what you need. Sure, end of your day, but so you're talking about shoes that are dumb. You don't know what it means. But whatever you do, Micha, it's normal. It's a known price. And really, we said, listen, if almanak de ladia kam hutzar, if the standard price is $5, it's 3 pounds. So, and saying $5 is the way to say I need three pounds. That's all it is. So I'm discussing an amount of item that I'm getting, not the business aspect of the price. So the Rambam, even though there's are machmirim, the minig ready is to be mekel. You know, yesh kamach redim shesarim yesh lizar medina shel lahasker shem domim. So they come along and say that the minig, you know, that not like the Rambam. You should not mention damim. Chol shkein shem mida b'chol gamli. You should not mention shem damim. Shem mida is also k'dasim mechab. We welcome ein limchus biyad anoyg l'chokal v'yesh lo yomi lismech. But if somebody wants to make all, he has what to rely on, so we can't stop them. Avor roy b'nochem oid l'hakrim b'davar shal l'haskar shem mida yomi damim. You yourself should be machmer. You should not, like, because there is many sheets which pass in like the mechab and not the rambo. But perhaps shechalas is beheter, especially because there's ways of doing it beheter. Like, what do we need this for? Shechalomer malali kli said, "Well, marker nimdar himself." We said before, fill up this specific kli without mentioning the size, and we'll measure it tomorrow. There was shayach leminyan, shechalomer derek minyan tenly kapa kapa minyan. We said it's mutter to say. Well, yasser shem dam and klal. So what? We don't need set 3 pounds of potatoes, or, you know, potatoes. The pounds is a proper measuring, but. I need ten potatoes. I'm allowed to say. So why use price as the simon? I can use the amount. We rather cheshman ad lemacher. Yes, Hashem. Don't remember the cheshman ad lemacher. Let's hold it here.